Three, two, one. 300 Christian leaders from around the world have been speaking to over 10,000 evangelists from 209 nations. These leaders shared their vision for the task ahead.
The world itself will hear about this through the evangelists, and that the world not only will hear about it, but will be moved, deeply moved, to make a turn toward God.
Let's come up with revolutionary, creative ideas that will enable us to truly saturate the entire world with the gospel.
I believe we need to focus upon some particular nations that are suffering, not only physically or starving, but also in their political suppression.
The Eastern European will be greatly encouraged to take the gospel back to their own countries, evangelize those parts of our countries that are still unreached, but also pray for the rest of the world and even send missionaries to other parts of the world.
I want to see convergence between the evangelists and the congregations. I want to see the congregations mobilized to work with the evangelists in outreach.
If we're going to see nations changed, historically, the more you proclaim the gospel, the more millions are converted, the more indirectly the salt and light begins to change a society. It goes through convulsions at first, but give it 50 years and the change begins to take place. So we must encourage the fellows and the women to keep on winning souls, planting churches, and the salt and light will work its way through.
The harvest is not at the end of the project or at the end of the evangelistic event. The harvest is at the end of the world.
We've had a wonderful conference and we've had great blessing, but now let's get back to evangelism. Let's go home and get back to work. That's God's called us to preach and to proclaim God's gospel. Then let's do it.
Greg Yoder for the Amsterdam 2000 Radio Network.